I would like to first begin by thanking once again the Matisyahu family for the dedication of this month's learning, the month of Elul and Tishrei, and it should be an aliyah for Mordechai ben Natan, father and husband, whose yahrzeit is on Yom Kippur, and that means that all of the learning of the Torah that takes place down here in this room and that takes place upstairs every single hour and every single minute and every single second, and is a schus for his neshama for the Shavan Liyah. We are on page Hey in the Sefer Sifsei Chaim, Moedim Aleph, and Baruch Hashem, looks like we need some more copies. And we are learning about an individual by the name of Elozar ben Dordaya. Elozar ben Dordaya was a very unique person who made sure to meet in a very personal level every single zone, every single prostitute that existed in the world. That's who this person was. There was one time, which we learned so far, that he traveled over the seas, he spent money to get there, put his life in danger to meet a certain lady. And as the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah, that before the Avera took place, either she blew or a wind blew and said that just like the air, the wind, goes and never comes back, whatever was, when you blow out, or the wind that blows never comes back, so too, you are doomed. You will never return. You will never be able to repent. Upon hearing those words, one of the most astounding things took place. It aroused him to repent. It aroused him to do tshuva. And we explained from the Sefer that there are some times when a person has to hit rock bottom. He can return to Hashem at any given moment, but it's only when he hits rock bottom that at that point in time that nitzus hakdusha, that spark of the kedusha of the neshama of the person, says, this is not who I am. This is not my life. This is not my identity. And I want to return back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But sometimes in order to recognize this, a person has to hit totally rock bottom. Once again, we are on page Hey, the bottom part of the page where it says, V'chol matzov yesh ziyat ishmayo u'bichiru lashuv. Now we begin. The chol matzav, in every situation, there is siyata d'shemaya, heavenly help, assistance from Hashem, ubechir olashuv, and the ability to return, to come back to Hashem exists. The mtsein olameidim, what comes out is as follows. Sha'af l'rosha, I'm sorry, I don't have more copies. Sha'af l'rosha gadol sholchim min Hashemayim his'irus kidei shiyashuv. Even to a Rasha, you know, it's good chizik, because, I mean, we're not going to really consider ourselves to be Rishoyim. So if for a Rasha, Hashem sends that email, you know, sometimes you get an email, and before you can open it up, it says, please click on here to send a receipt to the, you know what I'm talking about? You ever got those emails? Nobody got those emails? Sir? Only me? It's like, yeah, well, I think I want to start doing that with the first Seder emails. That's why I know you're checking those emails. So there's a, you click on it first, and then it sends a response. That means the person that sent it to you knows that it's a receipt, that you received the email. Now basically, it's a receipt. Hashem has His ways of talking to people, of making sure that they get the message that it comes from Hashem. Kifi shebianu, as we explained, shemi hashemayim, somu b'fi hazoino, Dvarim Shiyazru Hu Loshuv. That in Shemayim, they put in the mouth of this prostitute the right words that will arouse him to repent. Ach, ha-hemshech tolei bebechira sa'odem atzmai. However, the next step depends on each and every individual. Will he say, you're doomed? Okay, I'm doomed. That's it. The point of no return. Or will he say, you're telling me I'm doomed? I'm going to prove you wrong. And I'm going to repent. And a lot of the decision making depends on the honesty of the person. In other words, as follows. If a person hears the words that there's a point of no return, he cannot repent. So he throws up his hand and says, okay, that's what the Bosco came out and said. What do you want from me? It's a heavenly voice. It's some form of Siyata Deshmaya. If he takes that approach, all he's doing is showing that's his true colors. That's really, in essence, who the person really is. He doesn't want to repent. But if a person hears those words, and that arouses him to repent, that is his true colors, that his actions and the way he lived his life beforehand, that wasn't really him. He got involved with his desires, or whatever, he got off the derech, what it's called today, he got on the wrong track. But that's not really who he is. So that question, or that challenge, will you repent, is the Bechira Chafshis, which is in every single person's hand. When a person begins to repent, he is giving this Siyat D'Shemaya from Shemayim, this help from Hashem, which is supernatural. It doesn't make sense according to the laws of the world. It's beyond the laws. And he says as follows, Kach bir hasich Yitzchak. We say in the davening of Ne'ilah, and I might discuss this again in the next few weeks, we are now in Elul. We are approaching Rosh Hashanah. It's just around a week away. The whole entire Elul is to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. And then we have that Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and then we have Yom Kippur. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and then to prepare ourselves for Yom Kippur. And then we have, of course, the Suda Mafsekes, and then we have, you know, we sing our Vidui, and we might start getting into that proper mood to realize, you know, this is the real deal here. And we might think back at the past year and think of situations that we would have realized, had we known, maybe our tefillahs could have been a little stronger. Because the gzar din for what took place in the past 6 months, in the past month, in the past 3 months, the whole past year was decreed Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, that's when it was finished. And a person sometimes realizes, you know what, this is real. And he gets to Ne'il, and then he gets to the first tefillah of the Mariv, Kol Nidre, Mariv, then the Shachris, and then the Mincha, and the Musaf, and the Mincha. Some shuls, they have a little break, and some yeshivas, there's no such thing as a break. Oh, they make a little announcement, but it's, so they learn Musar in between. And then we come to Ne'ilah. As the Mishnah Berurah says, every single introduction, the 40 days of Elul up until Yom Kippur, is all for Ne'ilah. It's all for Ne'ilah. When the gates are finally closing, and we're saying to Hashem, don't let go of us. Please forgive us. And look at the words he says here. Ata noisen. These are from the tefillah of Ne'ilah. Ata noisen yad l'poishim. You, Hashem, give a hand, yad l'poishim. Poishim are the sinners, different degrees of sinning. V'yemincha on your right hand, pshuta, l'kabel shavim. Your right hand is stretched out to accept those who are repenting. We know the right hand of Hashem is referring to the yemin, the strong hand, as opposed to the small, is the hand we want to push away with, but we want to bring back with the right hand. Yemincha peshuta, your right hand is stretched out. Al pi azayah kodesh v'yelech. Now I want to read not the words of the Zohar Kodesh, I want to read in the parentheses, in the smaller thin print, smaller font. Biglal sheyetzer, now he's explaining what these words mean. What does it mean? You, Hashem, are noising, you stretch out your hand to the sinners, and your right hand brings back the sinners. Those who repent. Biglal sheyetzer hara sheboy takif. Since the yetzer hara is so strong, v'loy roitze loshu v'tshuva. He doesn't want the person to repent. What does Hashem do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu machnis b'lib b'derech shel teshuva. Hashem puts in a person's heart a drop of his iris of arousement to repent. Like a seed. And that seed is being nurtured and has that ability to sprout and produce a forest of repentance. V'refuul nishmosai, and a cure for his neshama. Manhigoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'derech yishara. Hashem directs him. Hashem leads him in the proper path. K'mi shemachzik b'yad ached, like one who holds his friend's hand. U'maytziyo mitoich ha'choshech, and takes him out from the dark. That's what it means. Zeu atu noisin yad. You, Hashem, give a hand. Which hand? Yad small, the left hand, lepoishim, to the sinners. Af lepoishaya. Even to the sinner, hachoyte hagodol, who is a big sinner. Atam oiroi loshuv, you arouse him to do tshuva. You arouse him to do tshuva. You know, I didn't turn the page yet because something popped in my head. And I want to make a statement. And I want to please ask you to bear with me and forgive me for making the statement. Because if you were standing here and I was sitting there, I don't know how I would take to it. So you're thinking, so why are you saying it? Because it's true. Imagine if I said to you, once again, it's hard for me to say it, but there's a Gemara in Gittin that I'll get to that literally says it. That Eichmann did tshuva and became a Jew. Hitler, yamach shemoy, did tshuva and became a Jew. Now, I know everyone sitting here right now, myself included, we can't swallow that. There was a person by the name of Nebuzadron. Nebuzadron was the head butcher of Nebuchadnezzar. And he can kill millions and millions and torture millions of Jews. Of all ages. And he eventually became a ger. And he repented. And he became Jewish. Imagine that? There's a Gemara Gittin that talks about this. When the blood of Zechariah was boiling and bubbling, and he killed hundreds of thousands, and children, and Kohanim, and everyone. And eventually, he himself did tshuva. And he became Jewish. You know this Gemara, correct?
Yeah, yes.
So now when we make that statement, imagine these other Rishayim. Imagine they would have repented. They could have. Why did I say that now? Because we have here the words, when we say Ne'ilah, Ato noisin yad l'poishim, you Hashem, you stretch out your hand to the sinners. And who are these sinners? We're talking here, Hachayte Hagodol, the ultimate sinners, the Rishoyim Gemurim. I'm not saying Hashem is giving you the spark for them to do the tshuva. Let's talk about ourselves now. Hatamo'ir Loshu, Hashem gives us the arousement to wake up to do tshuva. However, Ach, Ba'aschola, Ha'iskarvas Mitzad Hashem is Bara Chol Shohi Kiyat Smol. But originally, that connection, that wake-up call, is a small, slow one. Biyat small, with the left hand. You know, when we take off the tefillin, if you're a righty, the way we take off our tefillin shel rosh is with our left hand. If you're a lefty, the way you take off your tefillin shel rosh is with your right hand. Why is that? The reason is because we want to show I'm a righty, so my left hand is not as coordinated, is not as strong as my right hand. So we want to show Hashem, we don't really want to remove the tefillin from our body. We want to do it in a slower fashion. So too here, when Hashem is bringing back the person to tshuva, he's doing with the yad small, that he's giving him the person the ability to do tshuva. The person has that ability to do tshuva, but the free choice is in his own hands. V'ma'adam somaliba, if a person pays attention, turn the page now. U'maschil loshuv mitzidai. And he decides to accept that email, like we mentioned earlier. And he decides to repent. Mikabu siyad shmaya noisefes rabba yoiser v'yemincha. If he decides on his own volition to take that first step, after he was aroused by Hashem, now it's the right hand, the strong hand, the hand which is more coordinated, pulls him in even more. So first Hashem starts with the left hand, kiviyochol. Hashem doesn't have a left or right hand. That's how we relate to Hashem with these ways of talking. Hashem plants the seed, and then Hashem pulls the person in with the right hand once the man takes his own step forward. However, there are some people, as we say, that they missed the boat. They missed the boat. They had the opportunity. Opportunities exist in all aspects of life. Whether it's tshuva, whether it's to learn Torah, whether it's to get staka, whatever it might be. People get the knock on the door, then no one's home. We will now see a case of such an individual who got a knock on the door. Now, we're the Monday morning quarterbacks. So for us, we're like, answer the door. Answer the door. It's for your benefit. We have to make sure we answer our door. Let's see what this other individual... this test that happened to him, which he did not pass. V'yesh shelo yizachu l'zeh. There are those that did not merit this, to answer the call. K'moy acher. Sheshama basko, acher, Elisha ben Avua. We're familiar with this individual. He heard a heavenly voice saying as follows. Shuvu bonim shoyevim chutz mi acher. Repent, my children. Repent, except for Acher. Everyone can repent. Everyone can come back. But not Acher. Yotzla Tabus Ro. And he went off bad ways. So the question is, if you hear a heavenly voice that says, Shuvu Banu Shoyevim Chutz Mi Acher, what do you want from the guy? What do you want from the man? It's a Basco. If I told you Basco comes out right now, you listen to the Basco, right? He says, listen, 6, 13, 4, and 2. You know what I just did? I just gave you the winning lottery numbers. Okay? It's a Basco, right? So you get up. Of course, wait till the share's over. Don't leave middle of share. Okay? Then you go, you get the winning lottery numbers, and you share with us over here, right? You came from over here, so you might as well. So, what do you want from Acher? Yes.
But despite the bus call, he didn't still have the Kibbutz Chashiv. Could he not have responded the way Rabbi Eliezer,
Well, let's take a look. Let's take a look. Let's see. Let's see. V'loy zubavad continues, Rav Chaim Freelander, shloy shov, that he did not repent, ela kitaitzo mehabasko birish oso ychoto yoyse. Not only did he not repent, but as a taitzo, as what came out from hearing this baskol, it aroused him and encouraged him to even do more of theirs. As he says in the parentheses, I will go and get Hana. I'll derive benefit from this world. And one of the things he did, he went, he pulled out a radish from the ground. And you're thinking, what's the big deal? Take a radish and pull it from the ground? What's the Aveira? Well, look at the next word. It was Bishabis. This is an Issa Daraisa of Tlisha. If there was a Bezdin and he was warned, there was a Bezdin, right? He was warned. Chayv Skila. Stoning. The worst of the Dalar Mises Bezdin. Shabbos is very chomer. Shabbos is very strict. Maybe one day we'll be zeichet to have a whole series of lectures on Shabbos and First Seder. Let's continue. Acher, hayayochel lirois bedivri basko, ashar mishamayim. Acher could have seen this basko as a warning. In other words, what's the warning telling him? You ever drive with your car and you're low on gas, and you also hear this beeping sound? So what you do is you raise your music, the radio, make it a little louder. They raise the shir a little louder. And all of a sudden, you had a red light, and then it turns green, and you put your foot in the gas pedal. You're not going anywhere. You look down, and you see you're out of gas. Hope it never happened to anybody. But the car, at least the cars these days, they beep. And they tell you, you know, they beep and they don't talk. I don't, my car doesn't talk. I don't know if other cars talk. But actually I had an alarm, a cell phone that had an alarm on it. And the alarm would ring and said, the time is 7 o'clock. And if you don't hit it, it's like, get up! You know, it really gets strong sometimes. You know, it's a... It's for, you know, it depends how you program it. It wasn't a smartphone, actually. It was, you know, it was, I hear what you're saying, though. Right. So, the car also beeps to tell you, we have a warning, you're running out of gas. We get these signals in Shemayim. When we learn the Sefer right now, we're not here to learn what took place to someone else. We're here to learn what took place to him, to realize, how does this apply to my life? What's the bas kol? That I am hearing, that I have to make sure I respond to. So how does a person respond? Does he make the radio louder, the shir louder? Or does he realize I need more gas in the car? So he says also, Acher could have listened to this basko as a warning. What's the warning? Da. Shehincho v'sakana gedoyla. You have 5 miles left of gas. And that's it. Because of Pirush ben Chananel, when Chananel writes, Chananel is the commentary in the Sadeh Gemara, the small little parish there, one of the earlier Rishonim. She'ilu hayachayzer, if he would have repented, lo hayanitrod she'en hapargod nino b'fnei ba'al tshuva. I ask you to all highlight this in your mind for the rest of your lives. Rabbeinu Chananel tells us that if Acher would have repented, listened to the baskol and repented, he would have been accepted. He would have been accepted. Because nothing stands in the way of tshuva. And that baskol, that voice that came out and said, Shuvu bonim shoivim chutz mi Acher, was a test. And he failed the test. And that's what Rabbeinu Chananel is teaching us, each and every one of us. Ein davar oyve b'fnei tshuva. Nothing stands in the way of tshuva, of true repentance. And this was his wake-up call, and he didn't answer it. Aval Acher lo shama b'zeh hisayris l'tshuva. Ela holach v'yispaker. Acher didn't answer the phone call. He went off. He took it as a sign. That's it. Point of no return. Okay, too bad. Umadu loy zacha. Umadu loy zacha. Why is it that he didn't merit? Now, before we see the next line, we have to remind ourselves. Let's use an example of, I've gone to Linvilla Orchards. Anybody go to Linvilla Orchards here? I used to call it Vanilla Orchards. I didn't know the name. I heard my children calling it. I didn't know what they were saying. I want to tell you something. They allow you, you could take a fruit, you can eat right off the tree over there. I want to tell you something. You want to see Hashem? You want to see the beauty of Hashem? We can take a class trip if you want. I'm saying, we don't have to travel to Alaska. It's beautiful there also. We don't have to go to Niagara. Maybe I'll go the next year. I don't know, maybe. Take a 20-minute drive. I don't go for the hayride. That much I don't go for. But there is a peach, a nectarine, whatever it was. I don't remember. You took it off. You make a bayre priya eitz. You make a real bracha. And you take a bite of it. It is so juicy. There's nothing that is sweeter than that. I mean, whatever your flavor you like. It is, and it's coming down the juices and the sweetness. And you're getting hungry now, I'm sorry. But it is unbelievable. You know, who needs sugar? Hashem is giving us a way to say, I'm right here, right in front of you. Make the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, like we discussed last week on Friday, I think it was. What does it mean, the bracha? Hashem is giving us the opportunity 100 times a day when we make a bracha to recognize Him. Sometimes it's through that sweetness of the peach, and sometimes it's with being able to open our eyes and say, Paikeach Ivrim, Hashem opens the eyes of the blind. And sometimes it's Sha'asal Ikot Sarki, Hashem has given me my glasses so that you're not blurry anymore. But if we go through the brachas, and I'm talking to myself, the same way we drive here, at a rote, then we're not answering the phone call. We're not getting the message. We're not listening to the bas call. And if we don't make brachas properly, Hashem says, I'm giving you that way to connect to me. And you're dropping it. One of the most annoying things you have when you have a conversation with somebody on the phone and you hear every third word. You can't communicate. You don't know what he's saying. You don't know what it doesn't work. Hashem says, communicate with me. Connect to me. A baruch is a baruch and an ata is an ata. So why is it that this acher didn't merit? So I was saying, when you see an orchard, a beautiful orchard, it's not the finished product, but it's also the soil underneath. I was giving you a mashal. I got a little carried away. But I was giving you a mashal. It's the proper water, the sun, the soil, the pruning. A lot goes into nurturing the proper fruits and vegetables. Says the Gemara in Chagiga, B'shoa shoya oimed mi beis ha-medrash. When Acher left the beis medrash, he didn't come to first Seder, okay. Yeah, he went to learn. What did he do when he left the Beis Medrash? Har Beis Sifrei Minin Noishrin Micheikoi. He had Sifrei Minin, books, no iPods back then. iPad, you know iPad, right? No iPads, iPods, whatever they are. Books of heresy, Greek discussions, intellectualism, Renaissance, whatever it was, knowledge, information, which was antithetical to Torah. And he would poison himself. The Gemara has discussed many different things that happened. Why did Acher go off? Another reason is brought down that by his bris, his father noticed the fire shooting out from the Talmidei Chachamim. I don't remember this 100%, but if I'm saying something a little off, please correct me afterwards. The fire of the Tanoim when they were learning. That's what the Gemara says. Chazal tells us. The fire. You know, the same fire we take our hand and we don't touch? So, Acher's father, Elisha ben Avuha, his father Avuha, noticed this fire shooting out. And he said, ah, that's powerful. I want that for my son also. And there's a kuloi shiloi lishma. Not a shiloi lishma, shabal lishma. The soil where it came from. The nurturing, the water. It's from a bad place. And there's another chazal, if I'm not mistaken, I hope not to be confusing something, where there was once a lady who smelled a delicious odor, delicious scent. And she was pregnant. And it was Yom Kippur. And the halacha is, it could be dangerous, life-threatening. I'm not talking practically speaking today. But the halacha is that a person who would smell something like this, if they wouldn't eat it, it might cause a miscarriage and danger and so on and so forth, because the wife, the lady, would be so taken aback from not eating it. And she ate it. And if I'm not mistaken, some bring down that that was also the mother of Acher. So we just explained three different things over here that took place. And there are others as well, that he would sing Greek songs. And the point is that he would poison his neshama. He would poison himself. And we have to ask ourselves, he lived in the generation when, if he was around today, I mean, it's non-stop, the poison's everywhere. We're learning this right now as preparation for ourselves, not for what took place with Acher. How much poison might there be in our society that we have to make sure does not live with us in our lives? Rasha Hoya Miyomov Oid Kodim Shehifker Atzmai Latar Basra. He was a Rasha, says Rashi, a while before, already before he went off the Derech. The point is that he didn't have the schus of the Siyata Shemaya to listen to the Bas Kol the proper way because of those bad other beginnings that he wasn't zeich to have the proper Siyata Shemaya. Nitzel HaKriya Mishemayim Tluya B'Bechira. To hear this heavenly voice and take the right step in the right direction, that depends on a person's free choice. B'chol matzov, in every situation, yesh nun shtei asharius. In every situation a person is in, there are two paths he can choose. Acher nichnas lepardes. Acher went into what's called the orchard. Olo lirikia, he went up to the heavens. Mar chagiga daf yedalam beis. V'esher silei chatzitzes haguf hamafriyo la'aliyo. V'sham hiskalkel. Acher went above and beyond certain levels of spirituality, beyond what he was ready for to some degree. And he made a mistake, Lahamin, to believe that there's God, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's something else, Rachmana Litzlan, to say something like that. However, Rabbi Lezer ben Derdayo, Yora L'Tahoyim, V'Shom Hischazik. Acher went up L'Rekia, and that's where it entered into his mind, went to his heavens and the spiritual realms, that you know what, maybe there's something else out there. Elazar ben Derdayo hit rock bottom, you can't get lower. And that's what turned him around. And in the next year, Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue to see how the whole entire creation of this world is here to be used in the proper way as a kli, as a vessel, to be serving Hashem, as an oved Hashem. Kol habriya kli la'avodas Hashem, the whole entire creation, is a vessel to serve Hashem. That'll be next year, Mitzvah Hashem. Thank you.